Welcome back to The 5 Minutes to Encourage Your Faith and Challenge You to Think. And today's topic is on the Ascension. Now, what is the Ascension? The Ascension is the fact that Jesus rose from the dead, yes, but then he also went somewhere. He went to the Father. In fact, the entire Old Testament foreshadows this point. In fact, Isaiah chapter 6 is this picture of our ascended Lord. In the year that kings died, I saw the Lord seated upon a throne, high and lifted up. And then John says later on, hey, that's talking about Jesus. And so we worship not just a resurrected Lord, but also an ascended Lord. Now, it's easy to think of the Ascension as something that's only about Jesus. Well, we got to expand our horizon a little bit and think about the entire Trinity. So, for example, the Father. Think about this. When Jesus rose from the dead, where'd he go? To his Father. But also the prodigal son. Remember this? When he was at the end of his rope, he was eating out of the pods the pigs ate, and he had squandered life with reckless living. He turned around. Where did he go? To his Father. Well, the point is this. The Ascension is a reminder of the nearness of God. That when you were risen from the dead spiritually, you didn't just stay there. No, you were risen to a relationship. The Ascension is this picture of our relationship we have with the Father. This closeness, this nearness. In fact, in Latin, they called it coram Deo. Living every moment before the presence of God. The Ascension is a reminder of just that. Psalm 16, verse 8, I put the Lord always before me, I shall not be shaken. But also think of this, that your salvation is a picture of the Ascension. And so you have a son being reunited with his Father. And the Bible says, yeah, that's what salvation is like. So Jesus says, I'm gonna go to the Father, Ascension language. Well, so too, you have been risen to walk in newness of life, but this life that you have is a new life you live with the Father. So think this way. The resurrection is about what Jesus left, the grave. But the Ascension points to where Jesus went, his Father, but also the Son. Think this way. The Ascension reveals the Lordship of Christ. Think about Ephesians 1, Paul says that God set Jesus far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named in this age and in the age to come. Meaning, the Ascension was the coronation of the King. Now, don't get it misunderstood. It is not as if the Ascension is Jesus becoming something he wasn't. No, he always was King. The Ascension is the coronation, the celebration of the King, the realization of the King. Put it this way. Did a wedding about a month ago for a couple, and they're gonna hold off on the reception until next year. So they'll have the reception next year. And the point is this, the reception doesn't make you married. No, the reception is a celebration, a recognition of what already is your marriage. Well, in a very similar way, the Ascension is a recognition, a celebration, a coronation of what has always been true about the Son, that he is Lord, but also the Spirit. Think of it this way. The Spirit doesn't descend until the Son ascends. So he promises in Acts chapter 1, I'm going to ascend to the Father, but I'm going to send the Spirit to be your helper, and you're going to be my witnesses. So Acts 1, he ascends. Acts 2, the Spirit descends. And when the Spirit descends, he has this ministry of binding. He binds us to God. We are sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. So now we know God through his Holy Spirit. But also, he binds us with each other. Ephesians chapter 4, we are eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace, meaning there is a horizontal reality that we have with other believers because of the Ascension, because of the Holy Spirit. But then finally, he binds us to the mission. Acts 1, verse 8, you're going to be my witness when you receive the Holy Spirit in Jerusalem, Judea, and the ends of the earth. And so mission can't happen apart from the sending of the Spirit, but the sending of the Spirit can't happen until Jesus ascended to the Father. So Ascension, what is it? It's this reminder that God is our Father, Jesus is our King, and the Holy Spirit is our ever-present helper. Ascension. It's my time for next week, and I'll see you then.